Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Kirsty Seawood, behavior scientist and body image healing coach. Each week, I'll bring to you wisdom and insights from my lived experience and my decade of coaching in the health, nutrition, and wellness space. My gift to the world and to you is how deeply I can see and understand you. You can expect raw, vulnerable, and powerful content. My commitment to you is that I will not hold back. The wisdom I share is to help you cultivate self-awareness, reconnect with your body, deepen the most important relationship you have, the one with yourself, and to help you step into the most radiant and authentic version of you. You are worthy. You are enough. I am so grateful you're here right now. Let's begin. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another podcast episode. Today, I'm really excited to bring this content to you because I'm speaking about something that is so, so close to my heart. And it is a profound practice and a practice that I have no hesitation in saying completely transformed my life. And it is something that I will continue to do as a daily practice of connecting to myself and will continue to do, I have zero doubt, for the rest of my life because it has been that transformational for me. And it is the practice of self-reflection journaling. Now, to give you some context, I started reflection journaling when I was in the depths of my breast implant illness journey and when I was going through the process of booking my explant surgery, because I intuitively had a feeling one day that I had to start writing. And I was at the point of, I was in the depths, like all the deep emotions of that journey. And I could not bear to hear any more external opinions or advice. I was just at this point where I had to go within. I had to look within. And I was at breaking point of questioning everything. And all I knew what to do at this point was put my heart on paper and start to process what got me here. How did I get here? And what is the next step that I want to take for me? And come within and start to block out external opinions and make a decision that was aligned to me. And since I started that practice of putting my heart on paper, my whole mindset shifted and my reality started to shift. Because our reality of today is simply a mirror of yesterday's thoughts. And when I started to actually unravel and get my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions out of my head and onto paper, I was able to look at them with a broader perspective and actually process them and make an intentional decision of which way I wanted to go and bring more awareness and understanding. And reflection gives us perspective, right? The journaling is like, it's an adventure of our greatest self. It's a safe space for us to write to ourselves, to feel safe, to confront the things that we try to avoid. So through my explant journey, I was presented with an opportunity where I was at breaking point and it was an opportunity for me to come within. And I'm unsure if I had not been presented with this moment and this point of how did I get here, if I ever would have started journaling. And I'm so grateful for the day that I picked up that pen and started to put my heart on paper, because reflection journaling for me was the key that unlocked the door to reconnecting with my authentic self. And it is a daily practice that I will continue to do to connect with myself and honor myself. Because when you look at things, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at actually change. And what began to happen for me was I started to see that, yes, this time that I was going through was completely tough and it was challenging for me. Yet there was so much to be gained, so much wisdom to be gained from this experience, so much power and empowerment within myself to be gained from this experience, and so much to learn about myself through this experience. And I've said this in a podcast already, but I truly believe that the relationships and the connections we build with others can only go as deep as the relationship we have with ourselves. So as humans, we crave or we seek deep connection. Yet in today's world, what I see, and that's through my own personal lived experience, but also supporting clients and having conversations in this space, is yet we seek this deep connection, yet we are so disconnected to ourselves. We expect others to see us, to understand us, and others to value us, yet we fear truly seeing ourselves, and we don't understand ourselves, and we don't value ourselves. So we're craving this deep connection from others, yet we don't have it with ourselves. And before we can establish these deeper connections with others, we need to know who we are. We need to understand ourselves, our wisdom, our resilience, our insights, our gifts, our light, our shadows. For us to really call in deep connections, we have to know who we are. It is, and the more that I work in this space and the more I dive into my own personal journey, I see that the more I know myself and the deeper I see myself, like the light and the dark, the shadows too, the deeper I see myself, the safer the space and the more expansive the space that I can hold for others. And also the more compassion that I have for myself and understanding. And that allows me to have more compassion for others and see other people as humans too, which allows the judgment to drop, right? When we understand ourselves and have acceptance, we have more compassion for ourselves. And when we have compassion, we have less judgment of ourselves and therefore less judgment of others. So journaling is a practice that allows you to find deep understanding of yourselves. And I also truly believe, or the way I view life now, is that the human experience is is constantly giving us moments in time, right? And within each of these moments in time, it gives us choices, and the quality of the choices that we make in that moment of time depends on the quality of questions we can ask ourselves. Now, the quality of questions you can ask yourself depends on your level of awareness and understanding you have of yourself. And true understanding comes from reflection. So let me just repeat that. The human experience is giving us moments in time, present moments in time. And each moment in time, we have choices that we can make. And the quality of those choices we make depends on the quality of questions we ask ourselves. And the quality of the questions you ask yourself depends on the level of awareness and understanding you have of yourself. And true understanding comes from reflection. Deep, right? So deep. So reflection allows us to have an understanding and allows us to have a perspective to enhance our human experience and to see things as an opportunity to grow and to learn from experiences that happen to us, or not to us, for us. Everything is happening for us. And Suffering really does cease to exist when we find meaning in it. If we can find meaning in the experiences that we have, we can find peace and we can find gratitude and we can find growth in all of the experiences that we have. And through my breast implant illness journey and through self-reflection, I've been able to now see the gift in this experience and the wisdom it taught me and the greater connection it gave me to myself. So it's such a reflection is such a powerful process and it's a practice and it's something I preach all the time to my amazing clients. And if they're listening, they are all doing this work. They are all implementing daily reflections and they all know the power of the profound effect it's had on their lives as well and how they show up and the decisions that they're making. So let's start with just, I guess, listing some ways journaling will actually transform your life. It connects you to your values. So through journaling, through reflecting on how your day is going, where your energy has been invested, it shows you if you're showing up in alignment to your values and in a really, really honest way and allows you to then make the choice, right? Because when we start to journal, we have more awareness, and with awareness, we can have understanding. We then realize that we have a choice and we don't have to play out the same narratives. We don't have to react to the same stories and have the same reactions all the time. We can actually change the narrative. So journaling connects you to your values and it shows you if you're actually showing up in alignment to your values or where you may need to shift towards further alignment. Journaling and self-reflection journaling allows you to actually feel and process emotions, which is, again, like something that we are not, what I truly believe is that we're not really taught to process and express our emotions to the full depth and realm of them. And journaling is a powerful way of being able to do that. And personally, I believe the power of there is like amazing and so much power in actually putting your emotions, your thoughts, feelings in your own handwriting and transferring that energy from your body and from your mind through the pen and onto paper. There is so much significance in seeing your thoughts and processing your emotions in your own handwriting on paper. It's like it's your own font. And there's so much power seeing things written in your own font. So but it's also just, it's freeing up mental clarity as well and mental space in your mind, like releasing these emotions and letting them go and processing them. It brings you more back to presence and allows you to actually feel and process emotions with yourself without that, because at times I know we all would go to our loved ones or those around us and express emotions and try to process them that way. But journaling allows you that safe space with yourself to actually process them from your perspective and give you understanding about where you're actually at and what these emotions feel to you and bring up for you and how they're connected to certain stories you may be telling yourself. So it's a safe space for you to come back to your truth and come back to your understanding of self. Self-reflection journaling can also help you tap back into your imagination and creativity. And with the do-do-do energy of our world these days and the distractions that are always available to us, we can get stuck in losing our actual imagination and our creativity. And by putting again, like, your heart on paper, you can bring back like these magical moments and tap into your imagination and tap into your desires and start to find where your creativity may lie. And creativity can come from your life experiences. It can come from your lived experience, your wisdom that you have to share. And you may find through reflection journaling that you have gifts and talents that you had completely not even seen. Like, you may be a really talented speaker, or you may have creative gifts around bringing people together, or art, or like so many talents or gifts to bring to the world. And it can help you spark your imagination and bring that imagination and creativity and play back into your life as well. Of course, it can help shift mental clarity and focus, freeing up your space in your mind to have more clarity and focus throughout the day, because you're processing like your thoughts and emotions. And if you're ever in a state of feeling overwhelmed, dumping, like brain dumping all of your thoughts or what's going through your mind on paper has been proven to give you more clarity, because you're literally thinking like you're taking a ball of energy out of your brain and putting it, like removing it and putting it onto paper. So it helps with mental clarity and focus. You can get powerful insights and understanding and personal growth. And like, this is a big, as we do any kind of healing work or personal development work, and we go to step into higher versions, a higher version of ourselves, which is just like an enlightened and an expansive version of ourselves. When we start to initiate change, is another way to put it. And I know I've been guilty of this, we may often hold ourselves back, waiting for others to see those gifts in us. So for example, if you're making a career transition, or you may be starting a new project, like starting this podcast is a great example. For so long, I was like, oh, my friends don't see me as a podcaster, or no one in my family's been a podcaster. But it's through journaling, I knew, I had belief that it was within me to start this. And if I had have sat there and waited for others to see that in me, which my amazing clients did, by the way, they did encourage me to do this as well. But we can often limit and keep ourselves playing small if we wait for others to give us the go ahead to do things, do projects, or start or step into the next version of ourselves. But through self-reflection journaling, we can actually start to see these insights and these gifts and this wisdom that is within us, and we can cultivate our self-belief. And this is what's required to step into the next version of ourselves and to believe that we have the capacity to change, and we have the belief. It's all about belief within ourselves. So it comes back to, we take our power back, rather than giving our power away to others and waiting for others or external circumstances to say like, yep, you've got the go ahead, do it. Self-reflection journaling can help us see that inner belief and cultivate that, and help us shift into and push us into the next version of ourselves. And it's such a beautiful place to be. And your external reality is a reflection of your inner wisdom. So the more you see yourself, the more deeply you see yourself, and the more you can understand yourself and see your gifts, the more you are likely to step into that version of yourself, because you are, like, self-belief is the biggest motivator for us, or I believe is the biggest thing for us to actually shift into that next version of ourselves. And you're the one that needs to see it. So again, you can see how our reality in the world we create and the connection we have with others starts with the connection we have to ourselves. Now, it's really, really normal to have resistance to self-reflection journaling. And I would say most of my clients, when they start journaling, find some resistance to it. And because there's two reasons why we change or why we implement new habits or behaviors. And it's because we have enough insider wisdom to do that. So we have researched it, or we've seen enough evidence, or we believe that we have enough insight to shift in that direction or to initiate a new behavior. Or the second reason is that we're in so much pain that we have no choice. And that was mine. That was mine. Option two was where I was at when I started journaling. But if you are wanting to start journaling and you are feeling resistance to it, I want you to know that it is actually completely normal to have resistance to it. And there's reasons why resistance may actually pop up to journaling. And one of the main reasons I believe resistance pops up is because many of us may never, and you may resonate with this or you may not, but many of us may never have had a safe space where we truly feel we could express ourselves or feel seen and valued for our authentic selves. So journaling is that safe space, and the resistance can come in because we may have been hiding parts of ourselves and limiting ourselves or playing small and not speaking our truth at times because we feared being seen and we didn't feel safe to be seen. So it can be different for our nervous system if it's unregulated and doesn't have that levelness of safety as such. It can be quite shaky for us to feel safe to actually open up. But journaling is that safe space for you. It is a blank page, and it is a blank page for you to write and express yourself. And it is a safe, safe space for you to do that. Your journal is not going to be read by anyone else. And it may be the first time that you're going within yourself, to see yourself deeply. And it may be the first time you felt safe to express yourself. And another reason why resistance could pop up is because you may fear what comes up from journaling. And that feeds into the fact that, yeah, we may have never seen ourselves as deeply, so deeply before. And when we start this journey of unraveling, we may fear what could come up, and we may fear that we will judge ourselves for it. And should I be having those thoughts? Should I be saying this? Is it okay to be writing this? So resistance is really, really normal. And from what I have learned on my journey and resistance is anytime I've lent into resistance, there has been incredible growth and safety on the other side. So that's the same as leaning into fear, right? Fear is just a resistance. Fear is there trying our fear is our ego trying to keep us safe and trying to keep us in the same reality and same feedback loops to keep our nervous system safe. So, but anytime I've lent into resistance, and that even means resistance to writing how I truly feel on the page, but it's so, so healing at the same time. And anytime I've lent into that resistance, on the other side has been incredible insight, incredible growth, and incredible safety in that. And healing, so, so healing. So some ways you can actually remove resistance is, and this is to journaling, release any expectations of what journaling is supposed to look like, when it's supposed to be done, what it's supposed to look like, how it's supposed to be done. For example, like journaling can be, writing, or it can actually be voice journaling as well. So there's some moments where I might be driving in my car and I'll just do a voice note to myself reflecting on something, or I might be on a morning walk and I'll voice note myself and reflect during my walk. So there is not one way that journaling has to be done, and it comes back to you finding a way that works for you and how you feel comfortable expressing yourself. Also, a way to remove the resistance is to allow whatever comes up to flow and release control, release trying to control the narrative of what's coming. And this can be challenging if you've never done this kind of reflection work before. And this can also be challenging if you have never felt that you've had that safe space to really express yourself. So what you could do prior to journaling is like getting centered and getting grounded. So I find that when I started journaling, even meditating before journaling was really helpful to get me into my body and get me into a calm state to then feel safe to allow what was going to come up to just flow and allowing it to come up. You could do some breath work, so doing some grounded breath work prior to the journaling session. And then you can also set some intentions before your journaling session. So saying things to yourself such as, I release all control and I allow what flows or what comes up to happen. And, or I trust that what comes onto this page is what is needed today. Or I trust what flows through my pen is what I need to heal today. So set some intentions and say these to yourself before the journaling session to release some of that resistance. Allow it to be messy. I'm always fascinated by this still because I at times look back at my journaling sessions and I know I can tell now the differences in my fonts about what level, how deep I'm processing things. So I know when my writing is quite neat, that's like, oh, what would I call that? It's like my day-to-day kind of journaling. But when my writing gets quite messy and scribbly, I know that's deep healing happening there, and there are deep emotions coming out. It's deep wisdom or insights, and allow it to be messy. And you may also start to see that your handwriting will shift based on the messages that you're working through or the depths of the healing that you're working through. So allow it to be messy. Your journal, like if I flick through mine, they are pages and pages, sometimes like really bold font. Sometimes I'm skipping lines. I'm like, sometimes I'm writing over the lines. Like it's messy, right? Allow it to be messy because give yourself that freedom to let it flow and allow it to be messy. The moment we put conditions on ourselves and we're conditioned our whole lives to put conditions on ourselves. But if you put conditions on journaling, you create resistance and you create blocks there then for the healing to happen. It becomes, when you say it has to be neat, for example, that creates resistance for the healing to actually happen. So allow it to be messy and get curious about, does my font change when I'm processing different things? Because mine certainly does. Know that you can do it anywhere. You can do it on the beach. You can do it in, like, even reflecting in the shower. You can do it in the shower. You can do it after breakfast. You can do it before bed. I always recommend like I do two journaling sessions. I do one in the morning more as like an intention setting of what I desire to feel today. What emotions will I cultivate today? So I step into my day with intentions about what I desire to feel and how I desire my day to go. So I'm stepping into my higher self before I begin my day. And then I also typically recommend reflecting in the evening And asking yourself these questions, such as what went well today? And where was my focus today? What challenge did I face today? And how can I grow from this challenge? And is there anything I would do today, anything I would do differently today if I had the opportunity to do it again? So reflecting in the evening can help you sleep better as well, because you're getting, like I mentioned before, you're brain dumping all your thoughts out, and it can help you process any thoughts or emotions you have at the end of the day. You can use prompts to help you remove resistance as well. And the journal that I have created and launched, I've actually included the daily, morning and evening and even the weekly prompts that guided my own journey. So journaling doesn't have to be a free writing experience. If you would like prompts to guide you, they can be super helpful in helping you start somewhere. And creating a ritual of it can also be a way to remove some resistance as well. So rather than just seeing it as a standalone practice, creating a morning ritual of it or an evening ritual where you journal with, like, make yourself a warm cup of tea or cacao, for example, and sit in a nice, even a candlelit, nice quiet space and do your journaling then. It can be a super powerful ritual, and it would just, journaling will change your life. And as you go, what's really powerful about daily journaling as well is we can often attach ourselves to these big outcomes or these big goals that we're trying to achieve. And we miss celebrating ourselves for all the day-to-day things that we achieve, all the day-to-day snippets of growth that we have, the moments of growth. And by celebrating yourself, you build up, like I was mentioning before, you build up the self-belief that you're capable of stepping into the highest version of yourself, and you celebrate yourself along the way. And when we are stepping into any kind of change, as humans, we are wired to go straight to negative thoughts or negative beliefs. So as we're shifting into change, we need to be intentional about collecting evidence or giving our brain evidence to support the shift that we're trying to make or the version of us that we are stepping into. So by celebrating your wins every day, celebrating things or reflecting on things that you've overcome for the day, what challenge did you have and how did you overcome this challenge? It builds evidence for your self-identity to evolve and become the higher version of yourself. And the more and more and the more you practice daily reflection, the more that evidence cultivates that you have the ability and the self-belief to step into the highest version of yourself. And it's incredible to watch, because for me personally, I found that the more I lent into this practice of reflection journaling, the less I relied on other people's advice or opinions to shape my reality and to guide my decisions. And I see it all the time in my clients as well when I work with them. I see it in them. You start to develop and build a solid identity of self that is completely aligned to you, and you have an unshakable truth about you and an unshakable self-belief about you. And that's when your aura starts shifting, when you can start seeing that everything, every day-to-day moment is happening for you, and every present moment is happening for you to grow, to evolve, to gain more wisdom, and also show you what you're capable of, what you're capable of overcoming, what you're capable of achieving, how much power and in an innate knowing you actually have inside you. And it blows my mind. It honestly blows my mind that it took me 30 years to start this practice. And I used to, reflecting on our career growth is always encouraged, right? But it was never something I applied personally. So I just believe if this is a practice that we can teach our younger generations, it has so much power to shift the consciousness and the consciousness of the collective. And it's such a powerful practice. And like I said, it blows my mind that it took me 30 years to see the power in this practice. And I'm now so grateful that it is a practice that I do daily and a practice, a wisdom which I've now launched my own self-reflection journal to help guide you and guide others through this reflection process. Because every time we journal, every time you dedicate a moment to journaling, you shift your awareness and you shift your consciousness. And you can go from a state of fear, blame, being stuck in suffering, to a state of acceptance, compassion, love, and gratitude. And when we all can shift to this state of consciousness and can all raise our consciousness levels, amazing things can happen in the collective. So this journal and the practice of self-reflection journaling is so, so powerful. And if you do anything, if there's one practice that I encourage you to start diving into, it would be this, because it is so transformative. And I don't just say this from my own lived experience. I say this from seeing my clients shift as well, because it's absolutely incredible. And it is a tool that is available to you at any time. And as humans, like I said, we crave deep connection, but the connection that we're looking for within others, from others, has to come within from us first, because those connections can only be as deep as the connection we have to ourselves. So if you're listening to this and you are someone who may be feeling some resistance to journaling, or you are listening to this and now would like to start a journal practice, I do have one strategy that I recommend to my clients if they are having resistance. And this is to help give full presence to the journaling practice itself. So one thing you can do is, when you decide to journal, whether it's in the morning or in the evening, is set yourself up a timer of, say, 10 minutes or a dedicated time. It can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And commit to sitting there with pen in hand and with your journal until that alarm goes off. So this may mean that you may write one page or maybe even a couple of sentences and you think that you're done. But just sit there and give the practice your presence and give the practice, give the opportunity to see what else comes up. So stay there until the alarm goes off, whatever time you've set, the 5, 10 or 15 minutes, and just allow this spaciousness and this time for your thoughts to come and allow them to flow onto the page. Now, this might mean that you'll sit there for 5 minutes and nothing else may come up. Or this might mean that you'll sit there for a couple of minutes and nothing comes up. And then all of a sudden, all of these things start coming up. So it's about giving the practice your full presence. And rather than walking away and thinking, I'm just done, it's like giving it time to allow your thoughts to come up and giving your nervous system time to integrate this practice as well. So, and also on that, some days You may write one or two pages, and some days you might write 10. And that's another expectation to remove from journaling as well, is that every day I must write a certain amount of pages, because some days there will be more that comes up and other days there won't be as much. And that's completely okay as well. So I hope this episode today, and before I go, I actually want to share with you how my self-reflection journal came to fruition, because it is a manifestation story in itself. And I actually went to a retreat it was in May last year, and I had been journaling at this point daily. And I went to a retreat with my coach, and it was in Byron Bay. And I woke up at that retreat the next morning after day one, and I grabbed my journal, and I had this big download of this next evolution of my business, which is coming to fruition now. And part of this evolution was a self-reflection journal. And it was just this knowing that I was here to bring this product and bring this practice that had transformed my life and create a tool which I could help others transform their life and connection to self on a deeper level. So I woke up this beautiful morning in Byron and wrote down in my journal this next expansion of my business, this evolution of my business, and it included a self-reflection journal. That was in May. It was in May, early June 2021. Now, when I wrote down this vision, I put at the top of the page, December 2021. And then I shut that journal. And to be completely honest, I do not believe I opened that journal, because it was a journal that a notebook that had been given to us at the retreat. I do not remember opening that journal until it was October that I opened it. And I opened the journal and I read the vision, the expansion of my business that I had written on that morning, when I'd taken time out from my life. I'd gone to this retreat and to heal and to have some time out and some presence and some groundedness and some time to think, some spaciousness. I created some spaciousness for me to have this time out and heal. And I had this download of this next version of my business. So I wrote this in end of May, early June, and I did not open the journal again until October. And then from October, I was like, oh, yep, I'm ready to step into this version of me now. And I started taking steps to launch the journal. And within this journal, everything fell into place. Again, this is a really good example of flow, not force. I let it come in at divine timing. I trusted the timing of this creation to bring, and everything fell into place. And within 4 weeks, I had created and was ready to launch this self-reflection journal. But throughout this whole process, so even though I didn't open that journal that I'd written that vision in, I had been journaling consistently each day in my self-reflection. And I read back the pages now of my other journals, and I was giving myself evidence and showing myself evidence that this evolution was on its way. So I was celebrating the growth I was having. I was reflecting on the challenges, and each time I was leveling up into this next version and next version of me. So by the time I opened that other journal and saw that vision written there, I had the belief that I could bring this creation to life. And the impact that this journal has had has been incredible. And I believe in this creation so much, because I know that every human that invests in this journal the journal is going to transform your life, because the practice of self-reflection journaling will transform your life when you dedicate time to it. So I hope this episode has inspired you to start a journal practice, a self-reflection journal practice, or to continue a current journal practice that you may have, and to reconnect within and bring out all of the wisdom, the knowing, the gifts that you have to share, and reconnect with your authentic self, because she's in there and she's waiting for you. She's waiting to connect with you. And by going deeper and seeing yourself on all of these layers allows you to go deeper with others and build those deeper connections that we all crave. So thank you so much for being here and listening. I'm so grateful and blessed that you are here. If this episode resonated and you believe your loved ones or friends or family would love to hear it as well, please share it with them. Please screenshot and share it and tag me on Instagram if you post it. Again, I'm so grateful for you being here and for your support. Have an absolutely wonderful day.